Hey man, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I wanted to talk a little bit about an upcoming program that I'm running with Dr. Alexis Shepherd. We've run this before. It's called Mastering Connection with Women, and in it we dive into being able to be very deliberate about creating connection, creating intimacy, creating fun and flirtation, and practicing those things so that you get really, really good at knowing whereabouts you are in a conversation with somebody, knowing whereabouts you are in a connection with somebody, and knowing what options you have at any point. And so today in this video, I wanted to talk a little bit about turning her no into a yes. So what do I mean by that? Obviously, we're not talking about consent. What we're really talking about is how do you take somebody's rejection of you or what it is that you're bringing to that interaction and be able to play with it and be able to turn it into something positive, something that you can create something new with. And so sometimes I like to talk about this with regards to, if you imagine you're walking down the street and those people, the salespeople with clipboards or the survey people are coming up to ask you questions, and everybody has this default state of no. Right, before they've even started saying what they're going to say, the instant response is no, not interested, haven't got time, too busy, whatever. And the reason I use this as an example is because this is a perfect example of when we're trying to create connection with somebody, whether it's somebody new that you've never met before, you know, you're out and you want to introduce yourself or you want to get to know someone, you see them, they're interested, you're attracted, you want to do something in the moment, there's an urge and inspiration to take action, or whether you're in a long-term relationship, 10, 20, 15 years of relationship, marriage or whatever, and there's some disconnection and distance, or you know, you're finding that anytime you want to create that connection, anytime you want to get close or even initiate and invite her into some kind of intimacy, you're finding that there's a rejection. There's a default state of no, I'm busy, want to wash my hair, you know, who knows, I'm tired. Whatever it is, you're finding that initial resistance. And I just want you to understand that that's like a normal thing for us humans in particular. We just have that default state because oftentimes we think somebody wants to get something from us, right? We think somebody is only out to get what they want. And so there's an initial resistance, there's an initial no. And so being able to understand that, being able to just be aware of that, means that you can understand that that initial no isn't necessarily the actual answer in the long term. It's just that she may not be in the place that you are. You've been thinking about this, you have an inspiration or an urge to do something, to take some action. And she may be thinking about something completely different. She may be concerned about something. She might be worried about something. Or she may just not be in the same headspace or physical sensation that you are. And so to be able to understand that the initial response, that initial rejection, the initial excuse, isn't necessarily the final reason or the final thing that's going to happen in this interaction. Now it's much more about how are you going to respond to that initial rejection, to that initial resistance, to the default state of no. Because good salespeople know that this, you know, initial resistance doesn't necessarily mean that there isn't an opportunity to be able to create a connection and then to be able to create some kind of interest and curiosity in what it is they have to offer, right? People who are artful at this are really good salespeople, but when you're talking about something in a relationship, what you're selling is not what you want to get. What you're selling is who you are and how you're being and what it means to you to want to be able to be connected with this person, to want to be able to understand them a little bit better and get curious and want to understand what's going on for them and what's interesting to them and what's interesting between the two of you in this moment. So to be able to do that, you've got to stay grounded. You've got to stay centered. You've got to know what your value is in that moment. You've got to be able to stay with that understanding that, feeling that, knowing that for yourself, even when there's resistance from her, you know, this initial reaction to your wanting or initiation of some kind of connection. So can you stay grounded? Can you stay centered? Can you recognize that that pushback isn't necessarily pushback about you? Can you not take it personally and just stay there and be open to the connection? Because oftentimes, just your ability to stay there and be open to the connection, to be curious, to be interested in what's going on for her, you know, what's really happening for her, what's real in this moment for her. If you can stay open to that and be interested in that, that's a completely different invitation to somebody who goes and tries to create some kind of connection, feels that initial resistance and kind of collapses or backs away, or, you know, internally maybe says, of course, why would you want to, you know, not necessarily thinking about that themselves, but it's what's happening on the inside oftentimes. Been there, I know that experience, and it's one of the most crushing, feels like a kick in the nuts or a punch in the gut. So it's a horrible experience, but actually the horrible experience is us creating that. There's an initial bit of resistance, and so we take that initial bit of resistance and we start saying self-flagellating, beating ourselves and saying, you know, that's exactly what's wrong with me, you know, that's exactly why this relationship is never going to work out. There's always an excuse, there's always something that gets in the way, when what gets in the way is she's not had time to think about what it is that you're inviting her into. Give her a little bit of time, give her a little bit of a moment or two to be able to think about it, to be able to feel what she's feeling, and then make a decision from there. You might find that actually the decision after a little bit of time, just a few seconds, is, okay, you have my attention, now what? Right? You have my attention, now what? What are you going to do with that attention then? Okay, that's what I wanted to give to you today, guys. Like I said, there's a program coming up with myself and Dr. Alexis Shepherd. It's a 6-month, 12-session program called Mastering Connection with Women. And we go through all this kind of stuff, give you the inside scoop on what are those reactions that you see happening, whether it's somebody that you want to invite into a date or to go out or to go for a drink with you, or whether it's a long-term partner and you want to understand what's getting in the way of the deeper, more connected intimacy that you want to have together. So I would love to help you guys get clear on this, become more confident, become more deliberate, and know and trust that you can create the kind of connection and passion that you want to have. You can bring that spark back into your relationship. You can overcome, I'm not feeling attracted to you, and make it into, okay, I want you to take me upstairs right now. Okay, guys, take it easy. See ya. Bye.